Holy are you, Lord. Holy are you, Lord. You are worthy to be worshipped, honored, and adored. Holy are you, Lord. Holy are you, Lord. You are worthy to be worshipped, honored, and adored. Holy are you, Lord. Holy are you, Lord. You are worthy to be worshipped, honored, and adored. Holy are you, Lord. Holy are you, Lord. You are worthy to be worshipped, honored, and adored. Holy, you are holy, King of kings, Lord of lords, you are holy. Holy, you are holy, King of kings, Lord of lords, I worship you. Holy, you are holy, King of kings, Lord of lords, you are holy. Holy, you are holy, King of kings, Lord of lords, I worship you. Holy are you, Lord. Holy are you, Lord. You are worthy to be worshipped, honored, and adored. Holy are you, Lord. Holy are you, Lord. You are worthy to be worshipped, honored, and adored. You are holy. You are holy. King of kings, Lord of lords, you are holy. Holy, you are holy, King of kings, Lord of lords, I worship you. Father in heaven, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all your many blessings. We thank you for another day that you have made and another day that you have blessed us to be able to see. For every single day that you allow us to rise in the morning to pray, every single day that you bless us to be in our right mind, every day, God, that you keep us in perfect peace as we keep our mind stayed on you, it's another day that we can rejoice and be glad that you alone are our God. We don't have to rely upon anyone else. We don't have to rely upon friends. We don't have to rely upon man. We don't have to rely upon the government, but all of our trust, all of our hope and all of our faith can rest in you because you're able to do anything but fail. God, you can do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think. You're willing to provide all of our needs according to your riches up in glory. You are everything that we need and more. And so we put our trust and we put our hope and we put our faith in you today, for you are the answer. You are the answer for the world today. You are the answer for the world that is seeking a Savior. You are the answer for a world that's seeking a deliverer. You are the answer for a world that's seeking a change agent. And God, we don't have to look to man because man fails, God. And your word to us, and your word to us is that you're not like man. Not only are you not like man, you don't tell us lies. God, you're not deceitful, God. You're not, oh God, condescending. God, you're not anything that's like man, but you are a great God who loves compassionately, who loves, God, indiscriminately, who loves unconditionally. And we say thank you on this day. Thank you, God, that we've had another chance, another opportunity to spend the day with you. I thank you for your glory and for the prayer yesterday morning, God, because that kept me all day long. God, you were the source of my strength as you gave me a song to bless you and to magnify you all the day long as I welcome the Holy Spirit to dwell with me. Oh God, the Holy Ghost abided with me all day long and I was able to walk victoriously. I was able to walk strongly in the power of your might. I was able to, God, do things that I probably wouldn't have been able to do, God, if you had not been on my side and if you had not been with me. I thank you, God, that when we welcome you, oh God, into our lives, you come in and you inhabit the praises of your people. And so, God, I'm addicted to you. I need more of you, God, today. I yearn for a closer walk with you today, God, closer than you were yesterday, because I am desperately in need of you. There is a hunger, God, for more of you. There is a thirst, God, for more of you, God, and only you can satisfy my needs. I love you, Lord, today. And I lift my voice, God, to worship you and adore you, to magnify you and glorify you, because you are an awesome and a magnificent God. And we're living in a day and time, God, where we cannot make it on our own, and we cannot make it without you. As the world waxes more and more evil, we must rest in you, God. We can find peace in you. We can find our hope, and we can find our joy in you. We can find strength, and we can find renewal in you, because you tell us in your word, God, that as we wait upon you, you promise that you will renew our strength. Our strength will be renewed if we would just wait on you, God. It didn't say that you will renew us, God, if we would wait, but you said, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. And as we wait upon you, God, renew us, God, from the very crowns of our heads to the soles of our feet. Make us fresh, God. Make us anew, God, in the name of Jesus, because we are in you, oh God, and every day, God, is a new day with you. It's a day of new mercies, God. And not only, God, do I want your new mercies and new favor for the day, but God, I want a new anointing, God, today. Oh, God, I want to be made over. I want a new Eugene today. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, that's more like you, God. Not like the day before, or not like the weeks past, but God, I want to be brand new on you today. A brand new walk and a brand new talk, God. Make us over again right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, that we may reflect you and let your light shine, God, that you may get the glory out of us, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we desire that you get all the glory. We desire that you get all the praise. Not that we would take any of it, but that it all would be given to you. Because you're worthy, God, of the glory. You're worthy, Lord, of the praise. You're worthy of the honor because you paid that sacrifice. I couldn't pay my bill. I couldn't pay the price of sin. I could not meet the need, God, but you saw that I needed you. You saw that I needed a redeemer. You saw that I needed a savior, and you sent your only begotten son. Jesus, thank you for being my sacrifice. Jesus, thank you for your blood being shed. Jesus, thank you for being that lamb without spot and blemish. Now I can call upon your name when I'm in need of help. I can call on the name of Jesus. When I need something changed, I can invite you into my atmosphere, and you come in and you make changes, God, because you do all things well. Thank you for the blood that still covers us even yet today. Some 2,000 years ago, you gave your life so that I might have life And not just life, but life that more abundantly. Thank you for life, Lord, today. Thank you for an abundant life, Lord, today. Thank you for our victory, God, today. Thank you for everything that you will provide on this day as we bless you, as we magnify you, as we glorify you, as we lift up your name. Let your anointing, God, let your power and let your presence fall afresh on us and inhabit the praises of your people. Yesterday, God, was a very long day. Though we woke up with you early in prayer, God, it was a day that kept going continuously, God. Didn't get a chance to rest, didn't get a chance to do anything, but I thank you because you ordered my footsteps all the day long. And I thank you, God, that at the ending of our day, God, you allowed us to be a blessing to three families, God, that were in need, families that were in desperate need of some assistance. Families that were in desperately need of someone to show them some kindness and show them some love. And you use us to be conduits of you, God. Thank you, God. I don't take it lightly, Lord, that you use us, Lord, because you did not have to. There are other agencies, God, other ministries that are doing the same or similar type of work, Lord. But I thank you, God, but it's not just about, oh, God, doing community service, Lord, but it's about doing ministry, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And you allowed us to not only to bless them physically, but you allowed for us to bless them spiritually as well. And as we left and as we departed, God, we prayed for them, God. Oh, God, in your anointing, God, blessed us, God. It showed us favor even at that time, God, that we can be a blessing to someone. Continue to use us for your glory, God. Continue to use us for your honor, Lord, that we may be a light in that community of Dumfries, that we may let our light shine. Oh, God, that someone might be saved, that we may let our light shine, God, that someone may see that there is love still in the world today, that someone might know that Jesus still saves, delivers, and sets free. Thank you, God, for another chance to say yes. It's another day that you can bless us to perform miracles, Lord. We want to see miracles, signs, and wonders throughout this day. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, let your glory be revealed. Oh, God, in our lives today, if you did great things yesterday, you're able to do great things today. If you made ways out of no way yesterday, you can make ways out of no way today. Oh, God, if you can do great things again yesterday, last week, God, you can do them again today. Because you are a God of consistency, a God that never fails, a God that is faithful. And I thank you that you're a God that is just. I thank you for being a Lord that is merciful and kind, a God that's like no other God. Thank you for still being alive today. And I thank you for being alive in me. And you give me life, and you give me hope. You're the very air that I breathe, and I bless your name today. For you are such an awesome and a wonderful and a mighty God. God, if there's anything in us before I depart that's unlike you, I plead the blood even now. Wash us even now, God. For you said according to your word that if we confess our sins, you're faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. God, we confess our sins of omission and commission right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we ask, God, that you will forgive us, Lord. Forgive us of the sins that we know about. Forgive us of the sins that we cannot recall, God. And wash us and make us whole. Purify even now, creating us a clean heart and renew a right spirit in us, God, that as we go in this day, we don't have to look for you, God, and we cannot find you, Lord. We don't have to be in need of your presence, in need of your glory, and you can't come in and abide in this temple. But make this temple clean, God. Make it meet for the master's hand, that your spirit may dwell in us, and that we are welcoming you into this place in the mighty name of Jesus. Move on our behalf today. Go before us right now, God. Show us the traps and show us the snares, and show us, oh God, that the things that the enemy is trying to do to beset us today, so that we may run today with patience the race that's set before us, God. We bless your name now, God, because we know that you will order our steps, God, and that you will bless us throughout this day. We give you glory in advance. We praise you in advance for the things, God, that you have not even done yet, because we know that you can. Hallelujah. We know that you will, and God, we need you to do it so that you may get the glory out of our lives. And so, God, as we continue in our prayer of 40 days with our national church as we march towards Holy Convocation, today they have asked for us to pray for relationships between the police department and citizens, Lord. And my prayer for that, God, is that you save, Lord, today. Because if you save, in the police department, Lord, and if you save in the citizens today, then, the God, the type of stupidity and foolishness and senseless killings will cease, Lord. If you would just save, God, today, if they would accept you in the pardon of their sins, God, they won't hold the prejudiceness, God. They won't hold those things against each other, Lord, and we'll be in fellowship. We'll be in unity. We'll be oneness together. So send about peace in the land. Send about healing in the land. God, our land needs to be healed. And we're praying, God, that you heal our land today. Save, God, in the police offices today, the police houses today. Save on the streets, Lord, today. And let us be the catalyst for salvation to be won in the city and in the streets and in the fields, wherever we may go. Let us let our light shine, that men might see our good works and give you the glory. Let us let our light shine and tell someone of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that he came and died so that we might have life. But he rose again on the third day with all power in his hand, and we have victory over death and hell this day. We love you, God, because, God, we can always put our trust in you. We don't have to rely upon man, but we can rely upon you because you're faithful and you're such an awesome God. Go with us this day. Be with us all day long. Lead us and guide us and direct us that you may get the glory out of us on this day. Let a praise be on our lips all the day long, and we'll worship you today in spirit and in truth. Thank you, God, for this day that you have made. I shall rejoice, and I shall be glad in it. We give you glory now in the precious and mighty and wonderful and matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen and amen.